USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, the strike hit a refugee camp in Gaza. The ministry reported that 6 bombs were dropped on a residential area during the attack. The statement from the Israeli Defense Forces did not acknowledge any potential civilian casualties resulting from the strike. Democrats are speaking out against House Speaker Mike Johnson's bill to provide aid for Israel.
We must stand with our allies in Israel. We must send humanitarian aid to innocent civilians in Gaza. We must hold the line against Vladimir Putin by supporting Ukraine.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation is purely partisan and inadequate as it leaves out funding for Ukraine and humanitarian aid for Gaza. The bill pushed by Speaker Johnson includes more than $14 billion in emergency funding for Israel, while clawing back the same amount of IRS funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. There's a high probability that the disturbance in the Eastern Caribbean could evolve into the next named storm. This, according to the National Hurricane Center, the low-pressure area generating showers and thunderstorms right now with a 70% likelihood of development in the next 7 days. The system is projected to track westward, potentially causing significant rainfall in parts of Central America by the week's end. If it does develop, it will be named Vince. A trial started today to keep the former president off the ballot.
To keep former President Donald Trump off Colorado's 2024 ballot. Lawyers for the group that filed the lawsuit say Trump supported an insurrection through his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. His lawyers say even though they're trying to use the 14th Amendment, it does not apply. The trial expected to last through the week. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Firefighters rescued a trapped worker after a foundation wall collapsed at an East Rutherford, New Jersey construction site. The wall gave way at a renovation project for a new restaurant on Union Avenue. Emergency response departments from several areas helped to free the trapped worker. Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. One Los Angeles gun shop reports business doubling since the war between Israel and Hamas began. They noted that this is the first time there has been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Authorities in Bergen County, New Jersey are actively searching for multiple suspects involved in an armed robbery that occurred at a hotel in Rutherford. Police responded to the Meadowlands Hotel following reports of an armed robbery in progress. Upon arrival, officers immediately alerted law enforcement in the area to be on the lookout for 4 to 5 males that fled the scene in a dark-colored minivan. The FDA is cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops.
Like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. The warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility.
That's John Schaefer reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.